Watcher. It's Mike Wynn, and it's the real enjoyment of jazz. After the previous week's missing of a Monty Alexander gig because I stupidly put it in my diary on the wrong date, here's someone I did see just last week.
Thank you.
The great tenor man Archie Shepp is now in his 80th year and playing as well as ever. Saw him at Ronnie Scott's last week. He did two sets, packed house on both occasions. At Ronnie's, he was accompanied by Tom McClung, a new name to me on piano, Wayne Dockery on bass, and although he needed a lot of help walking to the bandstand and played his bass while seated, his playing was quite superb. And Steve McRaven drums. I'm not quite sure why you need their names, as this November 95 recording had John Hicks piano, George Mraz bass, Idris Mohammed drums. It's a Venus album called Blue Ballads, and that was Count Basie's Blue and Sentimental. Short piano solo next. That was Abdullah Ibrahim with his own compo Kafifi. Kafifi being the locals' name for a Joburg township called Sophia Town. It was the dynamic heartbeat of Joburg, but it's long gone now, its inhabitants being forcibly evicted in the late 50s. Kafifi was recorded in Abdullah's hometown of Cape Town, September-October 91. Now, a vocal by Carol Sloan. Please listen to this fantastic backing as well. Just grows and grows with every sigh. I become more mad about you, more lost without you. It goes.
how much I love you, the more I see you. As years go by, I know the only one for me can only be you. My arms won't free you. My heart won't try.
Carol Sloan at Columbia's famous 30th Street Studio, a converted church back in December 61 when this album was recorded. It's long gone now, of course. The song was The More I See You from the 1945 film Diamond Horseshoe. Just listen to this for a backing group. Clark Terry, flugelhorn, Nick Travis, trumpet, Al Klink, flute, Bob Brookmeyer, trombone, Barry Galbraith and Jim Hall, guitars, Bernie Leighton, piano, Art Davis and George Duvivier, basses and Walter Perkins, drums. This was Carol Sloan's first album as a leader. I'm just glancing down her discography. She's always had the best musos, and the Providence, Rhode Island singer is still active. Recording and touring, she is also, he whispered, now in her 80th year. Goodness, 10 minutes into the show, and still no Hammond B3.
Thank you.
A stunning combo, the Jimmy Smith Trio with Lou Donaldson, a July 57 recorded Blue Note album. Smith's first LP for Blue Note was the previous year, 56, and he went on to record more than a couple of dozen for them over the next 5 to 6 years. He was one of the superstars of jazz and helped popularise the Hammond B3 and make it a mainstream jazz instrument. Altoist Lou Donaldson made 4 LPs with Smith in 57. We've just heard Star Eyes. I nearly played you a cha-cha, and would have done, except that Lou sat out on that number. Eddie McFadden guitar and Donald Bailey drums complete the quartet. It's Ellingtonia time. It's drummer Louis Belson leading a 20-piece big band. Thank you. This Feb 1990 recorded album is called Airmail Special, that being Lionel Hampton's most famous song. All 12 songs are tributes to big band leaders, from Bunny Berrigan and Artie Shaw to Ellington and Basie, and that was the Basie song Get Up and Go. Soloists were Don Menzer, tenor, the Brit, Derek Smith, piano, Jay Leonard, bass, and Louis himself on drums. And quite rightly, Louis also pays a tribute to himself, called If I Were a Belson. Louis was only in the Ellington band for 2 years, from March 51, but his arrival galvanised the band and helped lead it out of a relatively low patch by Ellington's high standards. Louis came back for one-off specials with the Duke many times in the 60s and early 70s. It's a bassist-led trio next. Oscar Hammerstein II, and Richard Rodgers' song My Favourite Things. And yes, it's from The Sound of Music. Its elevation to that of jazz standard has much to do with John Coltrane's adoption of it and his many, many recordings of the song, some lasting for half an hour. This version was recorded live at the Fraser Performance Studio at WGBH in Brighton, Massachusetts, in October 2008. The leader of the trio is bassist Avery Sharp, and Anjay Alan Gums is at the piano and Winard Harper drums. Back to the mid-50s. Clarinetist Tony Scott in New York, December 54, Jan 55, recording an LP for RCA Victor called Scott's Fling. Jimmy Nottingham trumpet, Billy Byers trombone, Eddie Wasserman on tenor, Danny Banks baritone, Milt the Judge Hinton on bass, Ozzy Johnson drums. And yes, a pianoless group. You'll remember, of course, that Jerry Mulligan had made the pianoless, in his case quartet, very popular in 52, and that was obviously still true in 54-55. That song was one of Tony Scott's own, Let My Fingers Go, with an exclamation mark to stress the importance and urgency of letting those fingers go. Right hand only, though, as the left hand is needed on this next song. I'm a big fan of pianist Phineas Newborn Jr. and amazingly I've recently found and bought two LPs of his that I didn't have and have never seen before. This is a Philips LP called, with some justification, Phineas is Genius, recorded live at the Sankel Hall in Osaka, Japan, September 77. That was one of Phineas's own compos and with the self-explanatory title of Blues for the Left Hand Only. Alan Jackson bass, Clarence Johnston on drums. Phineas's father, called, you guessed it, Phineas Newborn Sr., was a drummer who, as far as I know, only ever recorded two songs as a leader, and they were actually recorded as demos, and recorded by Sam Phillips of Elvis Presley fame. This lack of recognition for Newborn Sr. led him to hating his prodigiously talented son, which in turn led to some, probably most, of Phineas Jr.'s nervous and mental problems. It's a sad story of envy. Phineas Jr. had a brother, Calvin, a guitarist, who seems to have escaped their father's frustrations. A total contrast now. Short one, though. Guitarist Lorinda Almeida from Sao Paulo in Brazil had a career in jazz with the likes of Stan Kenton, 47-49, did lots of film and TV work and worked with Bud Shank on some very popular bossa nova records. But he was classically trained, as this Capitol LP, Reverie for Spanish Guitars, amply demos. That was Tchaikovsky's Waltz from A Serenade in C for Strings. Let's stay with the guitar, but change the style somewhat. Thank you. According to these liner notes, guitarist Ted Dunbar is said to be reminiscent of classic chamber music with overtones of Lenny Tristano and George Shearing. Not sure I picked that up. Earl Theodore Ted Dunbar was a trained pharmacist, so his jazz catalogue is very small. 4 albums in total, his first recorded in 78 and his last in 91. He died in 98. But all 4 of those albums are excellent. This Xanadu one, recorded in June 1980, has Kenny Barron piano, Steve Nelson vibes. No doubt that's why the reviewer thought it reminiscent of George Shearing's famous quintet. Rufus Reed bass, Al Foster drums. That was Ted's own compo, Steps Etude. Next, we have a drummer and trumpeter co-leading a quintet in Holland. The drummer is the American Alvin Queen, who based himself out of Switzerland for much of his career. The trumpeter is Dusko Gojkovic, who was born in the former Yugoslavia. Now it's Bosnia and Herzegovina. From there, he had 5 years in Germany, and he seems ever since to have divided his time between the US and Europe. That was an Alvin Queen song, Mr. Queen, recorded at Monster in Holland in March 83. The American Sal Nistico is on tenor. Nistico was in Woody Herman's Herd, 62-65, and he's another American who relocated to Switzerland. And two locals, locals as in Dutch, C. Slinger piano, Fred Pronk on bass. Must be time for another version of Over the Rainbow.
When all the world is a hopeless jumble and the raindrops tumble all around, heaven opens a magic lane. When all the clouds darken up the skyway, there's a rainbow highway to be found, leading from your window pane to a place behind the sun. Just a step beyond the somewhere over the rainbow, way up high, there's a land that I heard of once in a lullaby. Somewhere over the rainbow, skies are blue and the dreams that you dare to dream really do come true. Someday I'll wish upon a star and wake up where the clouds are far behind me. Where troubles melt like lemon drops away above the chimney tops. That's where you'll find the rainbow. Why then, oh why can't I? If happy little bluebirds fly beyond the rainbow, why oh why can't I?
Over the Rainbow, recorded July 54, and it seemed to take quite a while to get to the recognisable bit. Miss Teddy King with Ruby Braff trumpet, Jimmy Jones piano, The Judge yet again, Milt Hinton bass, and Joe Jones drums. And that should just leave us time for a bit more Archie Shepp. This is from a film score. The film is called Just Friends. No, me neither. It's set in Antwerp, with Archie Shepp himself having a starring role. This is Archie in a Big Band, recorded Brussels, late 92, early 93. Something of Me. As ever, huge thanks for listening. Hope you've enjoyed this pillion ride along the shelves of my record collection, and equally hope you'll be back with me, Mike Wynn, next week for another The Real Enjoyment of Jazz. Until then, please take care. Keep well.